coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
We are a nation in peril. Welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report for today. It's Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. We are a nation in peril. Title 42 expires, although in the midnight. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter. Armies of illegals, armies of the numerous other countries, the prisons being emptied, the people coming across an invasion into our country should be enough to arrest, or at least to arrest and try, put on trial all of the people from Washington for essentially destroying the sovereignty of our nation, destroying our nation. That by itself, along with numerous other things. I got a lot of things to cover. And with me to go over these issues is Randy Taylor. That's rt@hagmanpi.com. In case you want to get in touch with him. Randy, how are you, sir?
Doing fine. How are you? This beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah. It is. And, there are a lot of things taking place right now that there's a lot of desperation by a lot of people. The deep state, the administrative state, I would say, right now are running scared. Now look, folks, it doesn't mean the good guys are winning. It means there's exposure to what's going on. And I want to touch on this a little bit with Randy Taylor and get his viewpoints on a couple of things. Folks, if you go to HagmanPI.com, as you're listening to this, I'd like you to do something here. I'd like you to go to HagmanPI.com, bookmark that website, watch for new articles and curated articles as well as this show. But also, click on the title for today's show. You're not going to find it on Rumble or Brighteon. And look at all of the assets, the citations, the show prep material for today. There you'll find a number of very important things. Now, a couple of things I could not put in there, although I might try to make this independent, although the image that I'm referring to that I can't put in the show prep, I may just make this an independent article by itself. You're going to see this image on your screen. I don't know who to attribute this to. Now, I reverse engineered the information from the image and found it to be true. Also, with using Hunter Biden's laptop as the template, I found it to be true. And what this is the connections between the Barack Hussein Obama regime, the Biden regime, the Biden family, and communist China. Also, with other countries, with Romania and such. I want to put this first, page two on the screen first, as a starting point, because I did say we are a nation in peril in the beginning. I don't know who wrote this article, the Burning Platform, whoever is the administrator for the Burning Platform. There you will find this article. This article was sent to me. The link to the article was sent to me by a gentleman who attended was part of our meeting last Sunday. Now, a meeting of the inner circle, shall we say, the supporters of this platform. And the article is titled Rise to Rebellion, a Fourth Turning Perspective. Now, if I could, Randy Taylor, if I could, I don't know, theme this episode, this would be the theme for this episode. This is a lengthy read, but it's an important read, and I hope everyone clicks on the link to this particular article and reads the article, because I believe this is where we're at right now in terms of our time. And this is so important, too, for people to understand, because what people are going to be seeing And Randy Taylor, you can jump in on this. What people are going to be seeing right now, as we go through this fourth turning, people are going to be seeing the things, I believe, in their life that they never thought they would see. I believe we're at a point, a fourth turning, that how can I put this, that will in fact show, or will in fact be a situation that our nation, the United States, is not going to, we must go through some kind of like invasive surgery. You're going to have to go through some extreme pain and extreme measures to come out the other side better off than where you were prior to surgery. And this kind of reflects that. This article gives some historical information about how the fourth turning of the revolution, as well as the Civil War, but the fourth turning of the revolution, how we got to the revolution and the causes of the revolution. The and people, you know, look, I don't know what people think in terms of one day did the revolution happen. No, it happened over a period of years. And I think we're at that moment in time. And Randy Taylor, jump in on this right here. I think we're at the moment in time when we we're past the throwing the tea in the harbor. And now we're at the time period of the intolerable acts. And those were four specific acts by the British Crown, you know, against the American colonists. And I think that's where we're at right now. The blowback, and I'm going to tell you, the blowback by the average person will be intense and will be decisive against the people who are pushing us against the wall. What are your thoughts, Randy Taylor?
I 100% agree that people are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes.
It didn't. You know, and everything back in the Revolutionary War wasn't just the Boston Tea Party, not just that. There were numerous things going on in the colonies. And that was just 13 colonies. We're 50 states today.
Yes.
And I was just today, just in between working on some things, I flipped on Fox News, and they were talking about how the GOP, the Republicans, basically can prove that there was at least $10 million made by Joe Biden and brought in from foreign interest.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
And that's that. Now, see, that what's happened is we're getting a bunch of these, Doug, little things.
Oh, that's not too little, brother.
I mean, but it is little, as opposed to putting tanks on the street and kicking your door in.
Well, okay,
it's little in that aspect.
Relative, yes.
And this is, and the globalists understand this. Okay, they know they cannot do this overnight. The fact that they're pushing for almost everything that they're up to, everything that they've got in the works, they've got that target date of 2030 in their sights.
Well, I think that target date, I think it's been moved up because of the because of President Trump. But that's just me. Go on.
But let's. There's a starting point there.
Yep.
Everything's 2030. Immigration issues 2030. Banking 2030. This, that, and the other. But what they're doing is, rather than wait till 2029 and drop the bomb on everybody. Okay, they're doing this piece by piece by piece by piece by piece by piece by piece. And a lot of people don't even, just because of the way they live their lives and with their head stuck in the sand, a lot of people don't even realize this stuff is going on. See, and that, and they love that. That gives them room to operate.
Yes, yes.
Then there's the people like us that see every stinking little thing they do.
Yes.
And we're the ones that are ready to blow, we're ready to explode. And the people that have sat around with their head in the sand are all going, what are you people so upset about? What are you guys? What are you, traitors? You know, do you not love America? And with somebody like that, I have to really contain myself. When somebody says, what, do you not love the country? I swear to God, I'll break your jaw. You do not throw that in my face ever. Don't ever call me a traitor. Ever. You want to go to war with Andy Taylor? Call me a traitor. I dare you. I am not. I can do everything but. I'm one of the people, like Doug, that has the balls to speak out about this.
And that infuriates the left. Rather than go to the...
It infuriates the complacent, too, Doug.
With the complacent, the left. And when I say left, I'm saying communists, because that's what they are. Fascist, communist, totalitarian, authoritarian, whatever. So rather than go to that chart, I just want to... Because you just mentioned this. To me, this encapsulates the feeling of the people on the left, which is absolutely a 180 degree shift from what the supposed labels don't mean anything anymore. But the old Democrats, what they used to think, you know.
That part is pretty well gone, the old Democrats.
Okay, let's go to video two. It's 24 seconds long, and this is about Tucker Carlson. I'm telling you, the communists in this country, the left, the media, they're afraid that their gig is up, basically. They're afraid to be exposed. And to tell you, to show everyone where the left is at the moment. Watch this 24-second clip, and then Randy Taylor, tell me what you think about this. Again, about Tucker Carlson, about Twitter, about Musk, all in 24 seconds. Here it is.
Okay, well, listen, Twitter was already under fire for misinformation, disinformation, all-out lies, anti-Semitism, racism, before Elon Musk took over, and now it's gotten kind of crazy, right? Seemingly unmoored, if you will. Will anybody be able to police what Carlson says, or is this the point? It's just a free-for-all.
I think this is the point. It is a free-for-all. It's what Elon Musk wants to provide. This move by Tucker may cement the idea of Twitter as a right-wing website.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Yep.
Police. Who is going to police what is said? That's the nugget right there.
Right. And what that's going to do is that's going to be whatever their corporate policy has decided to be. I've already noticed on Twitter I can get away with a few things that I couldn't get away with before.
You know what? Look, I put my faith in no one man, and certainly not Elon Musk. I've got some questions about what he, you know. But hey.
However, he's someone that's at least standing up in the middle of the storm and has got a lighthouse out there for guys like Tucker Carlson.
Well, yeah. Go ahead. But I'm losing. Look, I get all of that. Okay.
Forget the almighty God coming down. Doug, we have to choose the lesser of the evils.
No, I disagree with you there, because I think choosing the lesser of two evils is what got us to this point in the first place. I don't think out of 300 and some odd million Americans that we have to choose the lesser of two friggin' evils. We choose good. We choose right. We get somebody, we elevate somebody who's got the balls, got the integrity, and has the courage to go out there and say, this is wrong. By the way, You're there's two genders. There's two, a male and female. Everything else is bull crap. Okay. There's no, you know, homo, the bathroom situation. It's guys, girls, same with locker rooms, same with women's sports. Enough of this crap. You're either a male, female, or mentally ill. Okay. But we don't have to, you know, you're either for life or anti-life. You're either, well, you get the idea. You're either for science or not.
Doug, that person isn't available to us.
Well, why not?
That person, hell, I don't know. If I fucking knew, I'd tell you. Okay, I don't. But when it comes voting day, you got to vote for what's there. You don't have a lot of choice. I agree that everything they put in front of us is garbage. But until they put something else in front of you, that's what you got to deal with. All those things that you just rattled off, I totally agree with you on. Don't think for one second that I'm against that, anything. The problem is the only people that are stepping up are people like Elon Musk.
Well, To his credit, yeah, I'll give him props on a few things.
And at this point, we have to welcome that. It's just like when you're on Twitter, I get tons of follows from chicks that run around without their tops on. I'll follow back. I don't care. I want followers. If we're going to sit here and say that person I don't want, that person I don't want, that person I don't want, we're going to end up with an even smaller group than what we had. And right now, if these people are coming in and they're conservatives and Republicans or Christians, that's who I'm trying to associate with. The world, it's a different, this world is changing way too rapidly, And you got to admit, come every election day, we don't have much to pick from.
Well, I don't think election day is gonna happen.
Well, we may already be there. That's very possible.
You know, yeah.
At this point, until it changes, this is what we have to work with.
Well,
this is what they dropped off at the front door.
Okay. Let's get back on track here. Hang on a second here, because you said something again earlier that I want to go back to. You know, we expose things, right? You expose things. If we can put the image attachment, I don't know who to attribute this to. Or you know what? Instead of doing that, Eric the Tech, yeah, he's like, would you make up your mind?
What are you going to put up there?
Let's see here. Page one, report reveals how the Biden family is compromised by China. I think this is important, okay? We have a guy ostensibly sitting in the White House, ostensibly Joe Robinette Biden Jr. This is a report from October 22nd, 2020. Report reveals how the Biden family is compromised by China. Now, this references, just so everyone is clear, this references... This was actually posted on the Clinton Foundation timeline website, but this references an investigation done by Typhoon Investigations, I believe is the name of the company. Let me just scroll down here. There's a report by Scribd. Typhoon Investigations. I don't know who they are, but again, I did check the information in there against the information on the Biden laptop, and yes, this is all there. So if you look at the Eric, if you can scroll down to the graphics, there's a one picture how Hunter received Chinese state money, and if you follow the lines, you can connect the dots yourself. The second graphic, Randy Taylor, is the CPC's cultivation of the Bidens. And this is pretty interesting because it gives you, if you look within this chart and compare it to the text of the report, you can also get a timeline. And this goes back, you know, a decade plus. And then the last one is Biden's CPC, Communist Chinese Party business connections. This also has, if you look, it also has Obama in there at the top of this, near the top of the chart, along with Kerry, along with other individuals that are in power that right now. So this is, I'm going to say right now, from Typhoon Investigations, this is factually correct. We are seeing this enrichment by the Communist Chinese, where America is now a captured operation. And people right now think that they can vote the lesser of the two evils into office to fix this. Go ahead.
Go ahead. If you know how to fix it, tell me.
Well, we need a grouping of people, I believe. We need a grouping of people together, a sufficient number of people together, to do what we did in... after the intolerable acts of the 1700s, 1770s. The only fixing this, I believe, is people not to play the game. And I'm not saying don't vote. I'm saying we don't. Civil disobedience, rebellion to authority.
Okay.
That's
what you know what? If you bring a problem, bring a solution.
Well,
and that's where we're at. How are you going to group those people? How are you going to start that?
Look, I don't know.
You know right now, the feds are up our ass. What are you going to do? Put out a call and a Hagman report?
Do I know that? Yeah, I know that very, very intimately. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
For what? For doing nothing.
For doing nothing. By God, what would happen if you actually did something?
Then
you'd be sitting in jail with the January 6th people. Who shouldn't even be in freaking jail.
So at what point, what's it going to take for American citizens to say, look, enough is enough. I want that man in the White House arrested arrested basically and tried.
It's going to have to require an action of some sort, and there will be a reaction. What that action will be, I don't know, because I explained at the beginning of the program, they're doing this in little bitty pieces.
Yeah.
So nobody blows their top. If they dumped all this shit on you in 48 hours that they've done over the last 20 years, people would already be at the White House taking pot shots at Biden. You understand what I'm saying? There wouldn't be a legislator alive in the U.S.
Well,
if people think about it, all that was grouped together and really thrown at, because you look at other communist takeovers in the past, okay? They didn't do this so gently. They came in a little stronger and a little harder. So therefore, there was a more of immediate resistance, and that resistance was crushed. In almost every case, that resistance was crushed. They're doing a different experiment here, and I'll tell you the primary reason, because Americans are armed. That is the greatest fear, and that's exactly why we have the Second Amendment, is so that the government always has that fear. Of pissing off the people, pushing it too far. You know, I mean, taxation without representation, we've got that coming out our eyeballs. So you look at your tax returns, you know that, Doug. Yeah. We're definitely not being represented for what we're being taxed for. The problem here is, as soon as somebody speaks up, and I attribute this largely to technology, if someone wanted to organize, this makes a little more sense. If somebody wanted to organize, say, back in the 70s or even the 80s, amass a large group, it would be easier than it would be today.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Yep. As far as tried and true, I can depend on this person to go to the wall with me.
Oh, yeah.
It was different then. That's one of the reasons we had such a hard time with Al-Qaeda, because they didn't like to write stuff down. They didn't like to type on it. They preferred to whisper it in the guy's ear.
Yeah.
It was hard to capture a whisper, man. everything we did back then was largely attributed to divine intervention and luck. Because that back then it was different. Where now everything's electronic. Geez, if we put out here that, you know, we wanted a bunch of people at such and such fairgrounds, we've already rented the fairgrounds, there's going to be a barbecue, blah, 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 blah. You know what? There'd be probably, out of all the people that showed up, 10% of them probably be feds.
Oh, a higher percentage, as we saw on January 6th. And
right, exactly.
And we can show the evidence of mm-hmm. the people like, it, in my view, in my personal opinion, like Ray yes. Epps, yep. his really, and all the Which, feds. But the people, they're not getting it.
No, they get it. Who's not getting it is this multi-tiered justice system. We have all the evidence in the world needed to have had a recall vote in the last major election, the last presidential election. You have to admit, there is enough evidence out there presented in little snippets of video from here, there, eyewitness testimony, sworn eyewitness testimony. If that was a murder case, they would have looked at all that stuff. But because they've been paid off, bought and paid off, they don't even want to hear it. Some of the judges didn't even want it in their courtroom. Well, what kind of system is that? So we have the evidence. You're a private investigator. You've been collecting evidence on people as a job for years before you ever got into this. You know what I'm saying? And you still do it. But at least you have somebody to present it to.
Yeah.
Somebody that gives a damn, or somebody that paid for it.
Look, here's, to that extent.
Yes.
I remember having an issue on behalf of a client. There was a crime that was committed. The police were called, and I'm going to tell you something. All right. The phrase that angers me the most is when a police officer tells me, or a detective, police detective tells me, well, that's a civil matter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When it clearly is a criminal matter. And I'm talking to a detective, and I'm just relaying this information to you. And this applies to the country, I believe, in total.
It's the Pontius Pilate move. I wash my hands in this mess.
Right. However, okay, in that respect, doing research as I did. Now, this is a number of years ago, and I've been doing this ever since when necessary. And I believe now it's necessary for something like this. Okay, for our country. And here's my solution. In my county, and in most counties across the United States, and the Constitution provides for this in a larger sense, we have something called a private criminal complaint. So the police officer says no, or the detective says no, not going to take this before the DA. Okay, fine. I went down to the DA's office, picked up a private criminal complaint form. This is before email and stuff, and brought that back. I typed it on a typewriter. Okay. Private criminal complaint. I took it to a magistrate in my town, swore before the magistrate that the information was true and correct, that, you know, as one would do in a police situation, and then took it, hand delivered to the DA, citing the exact statute and the circumstances, and providing copies of the evidence of the crime. That district attorney was compelled to take that case. I did that 13 times. And all 13, well, one was declined, and the DA actually made it a part of another case. So I guess 13 out of 13, interesting number, but so what? Okay. I prevailed in getting the case heard, and I prevailed in winning the case in the jury trial. Actually, eight went to jury trials, and five went to pled out. So we can do that.
Well, it could be done, but constitutionally, we're dealing with people too. They don't give a damn what the Constitution says.
That's right. You're not going to take it to Merrick Garland.
That's right. That's part of the problem. Yeah. The head of the top law enforcement agency in the United States sucks. Good luck with the rest of them.
Okay.
He's supposed to be the cream of the crop, the whipping cream on top. He is definitely not it. As far as I'm concerned, he's a criminal unto himself.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You know,
as far as I'm concerned, but no judge is going to do anything about it. See that? That's where we lie with the problem. And when I say you have to pick the lesser of the two evils, at this point, you've got to start somewhere. And I don't know. See, we don't even know who all is going to show up on the ticket for presidential. We really don't. I'm hoping that they give us like a guy that's like an NBA star, that kind of guy. You know what I mean? You're talking figuratively now, right?
I mean.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's a charismatic individual that understands business, understands politics as well as they understand business, and understands business as well as they understand politics. You can't stick a rookie in there that's had no experience. Trump proved that. They just ate him. They ate him for lunch. The man got nothing done, really. I mean, he exposed a lot, but as far as major policies and things like that, everything that he did manage to squeak in, they wiped out on Biden's first day in office. The problem we want, or that we have, is unfortunately, the right and the left are basically pretty much the same anymore in the legislative houses.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's true. But you've got to start with small victories. And we talked about this before, doing it more at a grassroots sort of thing. Because eventually grassroots is going to make its way up just by being fed. It's going to make its way up to state and then federal, whatever we do at grassroots. And, you know, as far as...
Well, that's why the FBI is going after the moms and the dads at school boards.
And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It just proves that we're really close to being over the target. And every time they respond like that, in that particular scope of work, let's call it, we should probably increase our efforts somehow, some way. But you also know, you and I are sitting here, you're sitting here, and you know, a lot of times we don't have two nickels to rub together. So I don't know what people do expect us to do something. They look at us like we're genies, you know, or you know, I mean, no, I get this in emails all the time. Well, you just tell me what to do.
Well, and in comments too, you're beating your chest. You know, you're Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah.
I get that.
Okay. Oh yeah, I get that. I get that tough guy speech all the time.
Okay, that's fine. And you know what? I don't censor those comments. The only comments I censor are the ones that have really bad profanity or threatening comments in there. Then I'll just delete them. But beyond that, I don't care. You can call me an idiot. I don't care. Okay, because what the hell have you done?
Thank you. And the ones that are on there running their mouth the most in the comment sections haven't done a damn thing today for their country.
Which, okay.
Picking at two guys that are doing their best with what we have to work with, picking at us isn't exactly being part of the team or being part of the solution. You're a jackass is what you are. And if you want to go bitch at somebody, go bitch at your mom because she's the one that born you. She bred you.
Well, okay. Which, yes.
Yeah, that's right. I just said your mama and got away with it. But you know what I'm saying? The people that tear us up in the comment sections, I could care less.
But see, okay, if I get a bad email, I delete it. I don't even read the whole thing because I don't care. Here's the thing.
Sentence.
Yeah. I just don't care. No. Okay. About what anyone thinks. The older I get, the less I really care about what people think. I care about when I look at my grandson and my granddaughter came to my home yesterday. And I looked at them. Eric the tech didn't even know that. Well, he wasn't here when I was doing this. And I watched him for about 5 minutes.
And wondering what it's going to be like when they're 20 years old, 10 years old.
I went in my my special room and I prayed because
that's what keeps me awake at night, Doug. What you're getting ready to say, I can already tell you, is what keeps me awake at night. I haven't found the solution that I'm comfortable with. I mean, we can all grab a rifle and go to war.
And it may come
but
to that.
But I understand that. But question number one, who are you going to go to war with?
Anyone who gets in my way.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't want a single patriot to ever lose their life over something that could have been avoided because it could have been a smarter move.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's an ideal. That may be a dream, wish, never come true thing. However, I don't want to see. I've seen enough people die over stupid things. In life, I really have. And I look at them. They're laying there on the ground. You know, half their head's gone. I wonder. Is it worth it, dude? You know, because people have everybody's got a different hill to die on. Everybody does. Right?
That's true.
And some people just want to die in their sleep and be done with it, you know. But something needs to be done. However, like you and I get together and headed to D.C. and you know, we're going to take them on today. We're going to be wasted in the street and nothing come of it, except our families are shamed.
Good luck with that. Okay. two guys in a pickup truck going, because, you know.
We don't know, because when you look at the action, I mean, Doug, we try and get $1 out of folks or $2, and then you think we're going to get organized and go to D.C.?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? We have so little to work with, it breaks my heart. And even if we manage to make, we have contacts, don't get me wrong, we got tons of contacts. But let's say we got with some of our more radical contacts that we know, and we were ready to do something. We don't have money for ammo.
Well, I mean, look, even beside them, but
that's a big playing point.
Put that aside for a moment, okay? It's not okay. The money is an issue, but what's an even bigger issue is the people, okay?
Yeah. Lack of motivation.
Again, folks, I would urge you to read that article from The Burning Platform, Rise to Rebellion, A Fourth Turning Perspective. I don't know who wrote it. I'd love to talk to the man or woman who wrote this. I believe it to be a man. In this, and keep that for a second, because this is what we're talking about. Okay. And this individual writes about having bookshelves with books that that person hasn't read yet, mentioning one book in particular, The Killer Angels. And then from that, segueing into the epic film Gettysburg. But even before that, this Rise to Rebellion, a book that this individual read, it captured the time period from the Boston Massacre in 1770 to the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. So you're looking at a period of 6 years. We're in that time period contemporaneously, mm-hmm. I believe. Okay, so moving along with that, I just want to toss this to you. And this is for people my age, your age, our age. In 1770, folks, Benjamin Franklin was 64 years old. He was suffering from gout and bladder stones, kidney stones. He had, at the time, life expectancy was less than 40 years, and he had far outlived most, according to this author, and I agree with that. He accomplished much as a scientist, a writer, a publisher, and so on, statesman, not to. And look, I know the stories behind his hellfire. Look, I know the stories. Now I'm talking about the revolution here. But he was 70 in 1776 when he signed the Declaration of Independence and died in 1790, mm-hmm. shortly after the U.S. Constitution mm-hmm. was ratified, 1789. But
great man.
Yeah. So when you read this, and here's to me one of the key sentences, and I'm going to get your reaction. Okay. When narrow-minded linear thinkers scoff at the notion of the common people rising up and taking down a corrupt, evil, traitorous government, which no longer works in the best interest of the people, but for their own enrichment. Hey, Biden, okay, pedo Peter, as referenced by Hunter Biden. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, that's in the laptop, pedo Peter. That's what Hunter Biden referenced Joe Biden as. But anyway, he writes, I must anchor my thinking in the cyclical nature of history and inevitability of the existing social order being swept away in a river of blood during the fourth turnings. And folks, if you haven't read the book, The Fourth Turning, you've got to read that to really understand where we're at. I get no money for any of this. I'm just telling you that this is information out there you need to read. So just, and then I'm going to turn this right back to you. Okay. And you can reclaim your time here. The acolytes of the regime in political offices, government bureaucracy, the bloodsuckers, okay, the media propaganda outlets, the woke military, the corporate boardrooms scoff at the thought of losing their wealth and power. And I'll add this, especially to the likes of you and me, okay? Now, They control the narrative. They control the technology. They control the government. They control the media. They've got superior firepower. Just ask Biden in his F-15 comment that in the hands of police and military mercenaries. Their hubris knows no bounds. Their comprehension of history and human nature is non-existent, as their sociopath desires overwhelm their ability to think critically and see what lies ahead. Folks, we're to the point now, I believe, in RT, I believe right now, we're to the point where it's going to be necessary for us to, how can I put this, expedite this fourth turning a bit. Your take on things.
I think, honestly, the answer, and we could, it could be done. There are militias in every state. Okay? Somehow, I would like, and because there is no law against assembly, none, especially if it's done on private property. There's no reason why we couldn't have these various militias come out, and we tell people, like I said before, let's have a barbecue. Something that would draw people in, regular civilians on the right. Yeah, we're going to have feds and stuff like that. But if we're doing nothing wrong, we're having a barbecue and signing up some people, okay? We could do that, and we could grow these militias to the point that on any given day, all the militias could show up somewhere, and scare the hell out of this government. Because they don't, I'll be honest with you, they know there's some people out there, but they don't understand the magnitude of who they pissed off. They don't. And it would give the people that email us every day and ask for our guidance and, you know, who do I talk to? I mean, I have people right now ready to arm up and go. Okay,
but where do you go? Who's going to lead us?
Thank you.
You know,
thank you. We don't.
What's the target? What's the mission?
Right. Thank you. And that's, it's just like January 6th. I was happy that they didn't go armed.
Well, you know, here's my complaint with January 6th. They did not go far enough. The Patriots.
Yes. And also, I want you to look closely at January 6th. There were a bunch of people that shouldn't have been in that group.
Well, again, you've got to separate.
Right now.
Wait a second. Before I get feds knocking on my door, I don't need any more correspondence with the feds. Hang on. Let me clarify this. What I said when I said they didn't go far enough, because again, I'm fighting enough battles here with censorship and the feds. When I said they didn't go far enough, the Patriots within the group, their mission was to address the people voting, the electors voting, right? That was in their mission, essentially, was to appeal to the electorate
to Mike Pence.
Yes. To take 10 days to investigate the irregularities. That was their mission.
Which they have the right to ask for.
Right, correctly.
And being our representatives, technically, that's what we wanted them
yes.
to ask for.
So just to wrap that clarification up, when I say they did not go far enough, again, because folks, you've got no idea the pressure that people like Jones, this platform, and others are under.
That's fine. We don't, you know what? If you guys are listening, you want to make something out of it, you're ridiculous.
Well, okay? Again,
I understand what Doug said, and you understand what Doug said. Yeah. You've watched the show enough times to understand that we do not advocate bloodshed.
No, of course not. I looked at my grandchildren. I thought,
yeah, do you think 1 second I want a SWAT team moving out of my house?
Oh, my. Killing
my kids, dog, and wife? You're out of your mind. I don't want a Ruby Ridge at my house. No. I don't want a Thug's house either. And everything that we're discussing here today are the flaws that we see with what is available currently to us as far as any kind of patriotic movement. Okay? It's kind of scattered. What I'm suggesting is some of the leaders start reaching out to each other. From militias. You're allowed to have militias. You're also allowed to talk to people. But the biggest thing that the government fears, okay, is these people communicating. So what? Communicate. But then you get pissed off, so get pissed off, okay? I don't know how many people have read Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Use that book for a guide.
You should have it in your library if you don't.
You should absolutely, because I'll tell you right now, I not only use it in my life, I've used it in business. Absolutely. And you can be an incredible leader if you understand the tactics that that man put into that book. And we're trying to come up with a way that's going to save lives, yet get the job done. And the one thing I think that we all need to start doing is get these militias. I don't know, maybe we need a summit somewhere. Pick the center of the country in Missouri or something. And let's have a summit. Let's see how many people show up that are actually already part of a group. Then let's see, because I'll tell you right now, the feds aren't going to show up and do jack if there's 3 million people out there. They're going to look and go, oops, how do I get the day off? You know,
if there's
I mean?
300 people out there, watch out, because you're going to have 300 exactly. warm jails.
You know what I'm saying? See, there's a way to get your message across without sending it with a bullet. There is a way. And I've explained this to you before. The reason that I don't arm up and go and get people together and go is because when I meet my maker, I want to be able to tell him, I tried everything else. It was not working, sir. That's what I don't want, unnecessary bloodshed. I've got enough on my conscience out from my life. I don't need that. I know I'm already in trouble on Judgment Day. I'm going to take quite an ass.
You're smart enough where you know by asking for forgiveness and salvation, repenting and asking for, you know the whole.
I'm a born again Christian.
Yes.
And I don't want to lead lambs to the slaughter. A lot of people, and you hear it all the time, let's go to war and let's, you know, I want to shoot the, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about. Okay. So just sit down there, fruitcake, and relax. All right. And come up with a plan. I think the first plan, though, is that we get organized. And I'm talking coast to coast.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I want to say hello to Denmark, people in Denmark listening. Thank you for your comment. Thank you, Arizona. I get emails from and comments from people all
Australia,
over the
New
world.
Zealand,
yeah,
Ireland. Yeah, I mean, just it's an interesting array of people who get it. And we also need to keep in mind that this is a worldwide problem.
Yeah.
The globalists, that's why they call them globalists, because it's a worldwide thing. But we're not going to be able to do jack until we get organized and take care of the United States.
Well, correct.
We have to be the beacon. We have to be the leader. And I've had many people say, Randy, why don't you? Because there's a lot smarter people out there. I'm talking politically, logistically, the whole nine yards for that kind of position. I'm okay being a foot soldier. All right. I really am.
Yeah, I am too. But
I'm not going to follow any idiots. I won't do it. I won't do it. And I think
we've done that enough
in our
lives, but
because we are stuck with them. It's like, really, he's the new squad leader. Anyway, we need to somehow get organized ourselves. I'm not really afraid to do that because all it's going to do is make us more of a focus of the feds. But however, we're not breaking the law. And I mean, that's not breaking the law at all. Yeah. At all.
I want to interrupt you here because this is important. Right. What you said earlier, the article I referenced in the Burning Platform, talked about George Washington. And listen to this, because this is what you essentially said. When chosen to lead the Continental Army, Washington was hesitant to accept the position. He didn't believe martial skills he gained during the French and Indian War were sufficient to lead a ragtag army of militia misfits against the greatest military on earth. Okay, these men did not conclude a military revolution or did not conclude a military revolution was necessary to end the British tyranny lightly. After much soul searching and angst, they realized that there was no choice. They had been pushed far enough and it was time to push back. They also knew that if they failed, they would hang.
That's your alternative. You either success or dead.
Yeah, that's it.
It's that simple. And I think that if I was questioned as far as the reason why people aren't doing it is because of that. It's a zero-sum game. You know, because you got to be 100% right or you're going to be dead. And,
yeah,
you know, because I've had people jump all over me in email. You know, you should listen and all that. And no, I'm not the guy. Okay. I'll take a small chunk and lead them, but I would never try to even attempt to lead something like this. But this is something, there's somebody out there that has the qualification. Maybe there's a general that's retired from the military.
I think there are a number of people in the background.
Yeah, because I've been really disappointed just over the last few terms, presidential terms, with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I've really been disappointed with them.
Well, JSOC is compromised fully.
And the people that were supposed to be on our side, like, just look at the Supreme Court. You would think that, especially the crap that Trump went through getting a couple of his appointees in, that they would at least act and not do a two-tiered system. They would actually try and bring some legality, some legal value back to the Supreme Court. But no, they failed. You know, we're in a bad spot. And unfortunately, nothing's going to work out perfect. But I honestly think when things happen, there will be bloodshed. I hate to say that, because that's exactly the opposite of what we want. I think we're smarter than the government. I honestly do. I think we have, once again, let's go back to 350 million people, and these are the stooges. If you take 350 million and take every moron that works for the government, everyone that works for the government,
yeah,
it's only a small percentage.
Oh, of course. We have them on the numbers.
Numbers.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take the mentally ill chaff away. You know that provides the entertainment on TikTok. You got to take those, put those aside.
Yeah. And you'd have to, now, if you guys want me to do something in a movement like that, stick me in the intelligence section. Okay, there you go. That would be something I would be great at, and a lot of stuff we could cut off before it even got started. You know, where Doug's good at. I'm good at it. I'm not physically fit enough to charge a hill. I can easily stay where I'm at and still man a rifle, believe me.
Tell you what, the picture of you and I trying to charge a hill would be, that'd be a good TikTok.
Rather with canes trying to get up. We look more like Moses with the stick, and I'm just trying to get up there to the top of the mountain.
Well, you're right, okay, in the entirety of this conversation. But I just want to play this last. It's two and a half minutes, roughly 3 minutes. I don't know.
Sure.
Okay. This is more coming out about Biden. If you think about this in the context of everything that we said today in this show, okay, this is what has infested and infected our federal government. This is video.
Here's the thing. I want to pull the camera back and make sure everybody understands something that's quite important about the selection process by the administrative state in the deep state. Comer and his committee, from its formation really mid-January, late January, we're 100 days. This is like the AI thing. Comer has had the ability to do this for 100 days. The signal in this story, every one of these bank records, all of this was known to the administrative state, to the deep state. Remember, all the turning on Trump, all the fights on Trump, everything's so hard. You had, you know, Patel here the other day. All these massive fights, all of this information is what Comer and this committee have been able to wring out of the administrative state that they couldn't hide, like over at Treasury. This is why you saw MTG. And MTG's not there today because her daughter's graduating from college. She's on the oversight committee, but she's been a big player in this. All of this is known. All of this is about, this gets back to Natalie's comment about the CIA. That's a new element in the story. That's a massive element. A massive element. Remember, the hard drive from hell, the hard drive from hell gets there in, they basically, Ray and Bill Barr get it in December 9th of 2019. When Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are kind of at the top of the game in the primary, that Biden finishes, what, fifth in Iowa and fourth in New Hampshire and is out of it a couple months later. Everything that was presented today is what Biggs and MTG and Chairman Comer and all these were able to wring out of the administrative state. Your government, Chris Wray and Bill Barr, this information's been there in Treasury, at the FBI, the CIA. Do you think they don't know and haven't known what the Biden crime family was doing and setting up all this? And doing all this? This is the point. This is the key point. Comer and these guys are fighting a battle upstream. What did she just say? They're going to tell the FBI director, the DOJ, they are locked, they are like a Praetorian guard around an emperor of Rome to not allow any information. At the same time, weaponizing lawfare against Donald J. Trump, the Tribune of the People. This is exactly like ancient Rome. You have a tribune of the people that represents a populist movement, that represents the people, and they will do anything to destroy him and pull any tactic to destroy him. And yet it's a Praetorian guard around their selections. Like the Praetorian guard selected all the emperors in Rome.
Think about that in the context of what we've been talking about in the fact that they've had, look, all the evidence has been presented. We know it, yet people are refusing to look at the evidence, acting on the evidence that should act on it.
Or just flat, just flat ignoring it.
Yeah.
And this whole Biden thing, if you just pulled Biden's name off, slapped Trump on it, you know what I mean? He'd already be in jail. Yeah. Look what they did to Donald Trump over nothing. Over nothing. When you add it all up, it comes to nothing.
Then
we look at this guy. We're talking tens of millions. And this is only what they've come up with and been able to trace. Trust me. It's like dope shipments. You know, you might lose 20% of your dope shipments. Okay? Let's look at it like that. Only seeing 20%.
You might intercept 20% and lose the 80. I'm telling you, yeah.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Intercept the 20, lose the 80. And if you use that same math, we don't know half of what's going on with Biden.
Or the entire crime syndicate.
Yes. And every day they sell us out a little bit more to like China.
Yes.
China. And I'm sitting there going, what in the hell is going on? I honestly think that's who we're going to be taking arms up against is Chinese on our shores. You know,
100%.
But back to that thing, the point to me saying that everybody needs to get together, that's part of a psychological operation. They've never seen everybody in one place. And if it'd be cool if everybody showed up, made the news and everything, and you were able to say to the news people, oh, we only asked 10% of the people to come down here.
Well, that's the censorship part. You know, who's going to police that? Remember
Tucker Carlson on Twitter.
Yeah, who's going to? Exactly.
The Hagman Report.
Yeah.
But that's what we have to get organized. Right now, we're all running in different directions. That's not working. And we, Doug and I personally, our hands are already full. You know, there's things that need to be done. And once again, folks that are supporting us, thank you.
Yep.
But please, I'd like to think your country is worth a couple bucks.
Well,
stick it in an envelope and send it to us. But the ones that are supporting us, and look hard at joining that inner circle if you want to be able to talk personally with Doug and I and present your ideas.
All right.
Sign up for that.
Let's continue this tomorrow if you have the time.
Sure.
All right,
I will make
folks,
the time, sir.
That'll do it for the Hagman Report for today. May God bless each other more. Hit your knees. Check out Hagman PI. Click on the links.